thetownhall.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. Gas prices are slipping across the state. According to AAA, the statewide average of a gallon of regular fell 2 cents in the last week to $2.42. That's down 4 cents in the past month and 34 cents cheaper than this time last year. The Jacksonville Zoo is now part of what it calls a groundbreaking program. The zoo announced yesterday it formed a partnership with the Miami University on a master's program. Jacksonville area master's students will be able to combine online learning from MU with on-site learning at the zoo. Courses are set to begin next May and applications are currently being accepted. A Jacksonville boy who used the money he was saving for Disney World to buy food for 100 other Hurricane Dorian evacuees will get his birthday wish. Disney says it will make 6-year-old Jermaine Bell a special guest later this month. When Disney heard about what he did, officials there wanted to return the favor. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. On the West Beltway, 295 going north at Commonwealth, two right lanes are blocked. An accident ended up on a car being flipped over. We're watching at least one of those cars now being towed away. If you're on the Nance Point Bridge, north or southbound, there are delays there due to accidents in both directions. I-95 south at 8th Street, a crash, and 10 east at Stockton, there's been a wreck. Partly cloudy today with a high of 92, mostly clear this evening, 75 the low. Right now it is 75 at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. 50 state attorneys general are investigating Google to see if the big tech company violated the nation's antitrust laws. With all the amendments on last year's ballot, the Florida Senate could be looking at abolishing the Florida Constitutional Revision Commission. And a new poll finds that almost half of Republicans think that teachers get paid fairly.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
WBOB. Let's say we go back before the invention of radio or television, when the single source of content was print media. Newspapers were it. They were the king of information. So would we in this country have allowed one person or one company to own all of the printing ink, the printing presses, and the paper used to print paper?
That's Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry. Good morning. 831-0600, 4 minutes after 8 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. One of our big discussions this morning is now you've got 50 attorney generals throughout the country, even here in the state of Florida, Ashley Moody. They are not suing. They are investigating Facebook and Google, social media companies, about whether or not they are a monopoly or potential monopolies. Actually, they're monopolies, some would say. And should they be regulated? Now, it's all over the map about how they market products and things like that. But I'm getting emails, well, we got to regulate these companies out there, Ed, because they're not allowing my freedom of speech. So the big argument is publishing versus, what was it?
Platform.
Platform. It's kind of like not-for-profit versus profit. Well, Ed, the law says, hey, I know what the law says about guns. Many of you don't agree with the law. I know what the law says about abortion. Maybe you don't agree with the law. This is about the issue about whether or not you should be able to censor certain speech. As I say before, you've got news companies out there that are a publishing company, but they also allow you to post things on their website about a comment they may have said. You get into interaction, and they, yes, have to write. They've been doing it for 40 years about limiting what you can say and cannot say due to foul language, due to whether or not it may have sexual, whatever.
Inappropriate content.
They don't want there. They have every right to do that. Well, that is a difference if it's a public. Okay, I'm asking you about the rights or wrongs. I know what the law says. But are you guys trying to do that on the conservative aisle because you don't like the way they treat conservatives? And I'm the first one to admit, Facebook and FloridaDaily.com, they sometimes will not do our advertisements because of the verbiage. So I have to redo it. Yes, I have to be PC, but I still get my message out there.
Right.
831-0600. So we're going to take your calls right now. So the question is, and a lot of emails coming in this morning. We've had calls. People say, hey, listen, I'm a conservative. Do not regulate these companies. You cannot be part of the free market if you do so.
Newspapers. And the answer to that is absolutely not. Because somewhere along the line, if someone would have tried to monopolize that entire industry, our government would have disallowed it. They would have disallowed the mergers, or they would have broken them up. Digital advertising in our virtual marketplace is supposed to enjoy the same free market principles as other commodities. It is supposed to be a supply and demand based.
And but yet, is it free market for the government to get involved to dictate who's a monopoly and who isn't? I am a, you know, Ashley Moody is a close friend of this radio show. I love her to death. She's great. And I was, you know, very close with Pam Bondi. I'll tell you a story about me. And a good, clean story it is. We did some work. I had an offer to go work for the Attorney General's office.
Really?
So, yeah, I never told that story before. But that the areas of that, the government being involved. Does the government need to be involved when it comes to Facebook, Twitter, and Google? What is your view? I mean, we may even have an agreement on some of this. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Where am I wrong on this issue by not wanting to regulate these companies of what should be posted, advertising? Because I think everybody's missing the ball. I think, why are we not talking about the privacy data? To me, Rogers brought that up for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, Roger, you're really on to something.
Major data mining. I mean, you can Google, they have all your search engines, searches.
Right.
They keep a record of it. Every email you've ever sent, they've got a record of it. And you know, they've got your calendar where you are, and then they end up selling that information
to
advertisers.
And maybe they should pay you for that information.
And they don't give you that information, but they give it to other people.
All right. So what is your view on this? 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600, or do these companies have too much power and they need to be broken up? What about the freedom of speech? What about posting? Well, they carry news feeds. What is your view on this? Just convince me. 831, or just tell me where I'm wrong. You don't have to convince me. All right. Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Okay. Hey, Ed, at the bottom of the bottom of the last hour, you asked the question, who cares? I think that it is.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's apparent that American citizens care about this issue. But you also asked the question, when does government get involved with these companies? And my answer, or my opinion, is when these companies violate our rights. And I'm with you on the antitrust, and I'm with you with everything else you're saying. But what I'm not hearing, and Roger, I think, was alluding to this, is you have to ask ourselves, are these social media platforms, do they act like a town square, or are they acting like a public utility? Because in a town square, we have the right to go to the town square and say whatever we want.
Yes and no. Yeah, if you go to a town, well, I guess you could. Some cities, still, believe it or not, I can't believe it, still have, like, you know, verbiage. You can't say certain things to a law enforcement. They call it verbal abuse.
Sure.
But I understand. Randy, you bring up an interesting point. But the media companies have been regulating speech for so many years about what you can and cannot say. For example, a letter to the editor.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, the question is how do you, where do we address this issue? I think that's more of a, I mean, and, but to your point, does anybody really care? I think when you bring them up, it's an interesting topic. It's not something we want to cover 5 days a week, but how do you, what should be addressed about this issue? That's, I guess, my question.
Well, I think the social media companies are, they're in the hot seat. They've danced around before congressional hearings. They state they're a platform, and then they allude that they're a town square type company, but then they don't say they want to be a public utility.
Sure, good point.
Money.
Good point.
They're all over the board. So this is a very, very convoluted question. I'm just obviously concerned when American citizens' rights are violated, more specifically free speech and your data mining.
Randy, I'm with you. And, you know, I appreciate you brought a very, I mean, you come across as a very sensible individual. I'm not saying the other callers are not. I'm saying that, to me, the privacy thing, which we have rights, by the way, because the privacy thing to me is a little bit more creepier than whether or not they allow me to post, hey, I think Randy's one of the best guys I've talked to this morning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the bottom line is I don't really have a freedom of speech right when it comes to certain private companies out there.
I agree with you. But are they a private company, like, or are they acting as a public square? I mean, you have to admit that these big social media companies, the majority of the world go to them to create content with each other, to communicate with each other. That is the essence of
correct.
What a old town square used to be.
But Randy, let me ask you this.
Where to get information.
But technically, could not talk radio, if I wanted to use the old school, and I love the publication, by the way, it's one of we deal with, Town Hall. could technically not talk radio as the information is the town hall. Like, for example, you should, I don't listen, I didn't agree with some of my Republican friends where they didn't want to do any town halls because they were afraid of the, quote, resistance. I say take them on. But they didn't want to do it, but yet you're limited in how, and whether you agree with it or not, you are limited in how you can address a legislative a legislator. What can be said? They have certain limits. It technically is a public square. It is a town hall. But even there, you still have certain restrictions.
I agree, and that's where I think virtue comes in. You know, how hard do you press these people? How do you ask the tough questions?
That is a good word. The word virtue. That's, I didn't even think about that one.
And maybe we all need to use a little judicious amount of that on social media, or you know, just don't use the platform. I mean, my social media platform is your show. So
wow, thank you. Wait, Randy, you said virtue and judicious. So you are either a teacher, a lawyer, or journalists wouldn't use those words because we're all degraded anyway. So anyway, so Randy, I'm glad you called in this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen.
I like it. Judicious and, man, these words I would never even think of.
One thing we have to remember is these are free services, unquote. If it's free, you are not the customer. You're the product.
Yes and no. You're right. But having said that, I wonder if conservatives start complaining, and liberals, by the way. By the way, liberals don't like Facebook because they blame them for the loss of Hillary Clinton, all these Russian ads, which a third grader could have written much better. My question is that if you complain more, guess what's going to happen? They're going to charge you to use Facebook and Google. And then everyone's going to be ticked off. Get what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. Now, FloridaDaily.com, we rely on our advertisers, and God bless us, we do quite well with our company. But you can't go to the Times Union, see if you can get their articles for free. You can't.
Yeah.
You got to pay for it. A subscription monthly.
I wonder,
and I get why they do it.
I wonder if places like Facebook, Twitter, whatever, if they did start to charge, could they offer two products? One that's free, where you can continue to operate under their, you know, control, or whether or not you pay for it, and then there's no restrictions.
Before I go to Bill here, let me ask another question. Well, Ed, Facebook is free, but let me ask you a question. How many of you all have to pay a fee to sell things on Facebook? You advertise for free on Facebook. You advertise your next political rally, the radio show. We do it on this station all the time. Guess what? Facebook's offered a free platform. Are you not using them? Is that a fair argument?
Yeah.
831-0600. By the way,
taking advantage of Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I kind of agree with your last caller, but I the way I think about it is a little bit different.
All right.
These National Weather Service, all these public utilities and municipalities, they post their information or their warnings and all this other stuff on these social media platforms. If you get banned from these social media platforms, you don't have any way to interact with them. So if I post something on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and they remove me from the platform for whatever reason, violating terms of service or whatnot, because they didn't like what I said, I then cannot see what those people are or what those government entities are putting up there. And then also I'd like to know if these people or if these companies are getting government tax dollars, then I don't think they have a right at all to censor anything.
All right, let me ask a question. That's kind of an interesting take that you bring up, Bill. I think some people would say, hey, listen, in a time of an emergency, I need to know what's going on. I don't know if they would ban people from that, but let's say they did, Bill. What about Yahoo? What about Bing? I mean, you can get your weather out of a local website here locally, so you don't have to rely on Google or Facebook.
I don't really care about Google so much Facebook and Twitter. Google it's a search engine, go figure.
Right.
But Facebook and Twitter are basically, they're the only platforms, and they said Donald Trump couldn't block people on Twitter. The courts did.
Right.
But Twitter can remove you from using their platform, and so can Facebook.
Right.
If you say something too edgy, and then now you have no way to interact with those
people. It's called Facebook jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
What did you get thrown in jail for?
Wait, Bill, are you a repeated offender?
Oh, I am.
Why did they put you in Facebook jail? I'm curious.
I posted FBI crime statistics, and then one time I went on a feminist page and asked to speak to the man in charge.
Oh. So you were banned for like 30 days?
That is a great one. That is a great one. I asked for the man in charge.
What was your penalty? You were restricted for a month, right?
Yeah, I was restricted for 30 days, and so I couldn't interact with anything.
Okay.
Now, people are going to be offended by that. Come on, folks. That is funny. I got to admit, that even had me going. So,
but yeah, those are my takes on it. I just think it's a little ridiculous that they can remove you from the platform for saying something that they don't like, but when government entities and ISIS and stuff like that can still have platforms on these things.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Bill, thanks for going. I got to take some more calls. I mean, that's an interesting thing you bring up. But can I speak to the man in charge? By the way, there are men that are members of some of the feminist groups
out there. That's true. He could have, in fairness, said, you know, they're men who, for whatever reason, like, they like the feminist agenda and they promote it. They could be a man in charge.
When I play golf, I've had men go, so tell me, does your husband hit the ball better? I'm like, that's funny. I'm not offended by that. It's funny. I like good humor. But here's the thing. There are other alternatives out there. 831-0600. Before I go to John, let me ask this question. If you tweeted something that is damaging to somebody's credibility, can you be sued?
I think you can.
You can.
Yeah.
Should the phone company be held liable?
No, because they're a platform.
Ah.
They can do what they want. They're a business. They have chosen to be a platform. But if you choose to be a publisher, then you can be
sued.
That's
true. But does not certain, like AT&T and Sprint, if there's a government program coming out that may deal with somebody's, let's say, regulating the phone companies, they can post that, and they do, and they've done it in the past as a news thing. Whether they agree or disagree. So they do post things as well.
Well, there's FCC regulations regarding public safety. I
totally agree.
Electronic communications.
But I'm saying, we have a mixture of both. So the question is, that if Facebook publishes something, makes public a content that is known not to be accurate as a lawsuit, and they don't take it down, they probably should be. You should take it down or rewrite or whatever. But if somebody makes somebody a foul, let's say an accusation that's not accurate on a post, and Facebook doesn't know whether it's right or wrong, but you point out in court that it was wrong, you get a monetary settlement.
Libel.
Should Facebook be held for that? I say no.
Why not?
Because they are posting. They are... The conduit.
No, they're not.
Sure, they are.
Not when they're blocking certain people from having their information.
How do
posted.
They know? They don't have enough police force. What is right or wrong?
How did Bill's post get blocked and get sent to Facebook?
I don't know. I'm going by what he said.
If they've chosen to be a publisher, then they are liable. If they're just a pure platform, they can't have it both ways.
Why should they be?
One you want to be. If you want to be a publisher, then you're responsible. If you want to be a platform, then okay.
Roger, do you agree with morality or do you agree with the law?
Both.
No, one or the other. Is it moral to be pro-life? But not all pro-life issues are the legal.
I would go with morality. If you're making me choose between the two, I'd go with morality.
Well, then set aside the law. Look at the virtue, as the one caller said. Why should they be held? It doesn't matter whether they post things or not. We're looking at this thing in a legal way, which I get. Hey, it's right now in states for illegal aliens to get obtain certain social benefits. Is it right for them to get it? No. I understand the legality, and I live in the real world. That's how I'm addressing this. Let's go to, and I may be wrong here, by the way, too. Let's go to John. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, great topic. God, I don't even know where to start. Well, I guess God, you know what I mean?
You know, well, go ahead and start.
Well, all right, I will start. Look, as far as with Facebook, I use it as a tool, you know, as a conduit. You know, just to post something and then let people figure it out. You know, I look at when you talk about limiting free speech, I look at even our city council. You know, just a year ago, we had two opportunities for public comment. Now it's been reduced to one. You know, also, you know, there's a city council meeting tonight. You know, so if you've got any beef, complaint, or anything else, you know, go and show up. Tomorrow, you know, you got.
Hey, John, do they put public comments? Sometimes they used to do it at the end. I think a lot of city councils have redone it. Do they put them at the beginning now, or what?
Look, I'm not from Jacksonville, but when I first came here and started watching city council meetings, there were two opportunities for public comment: one during the beginning and one during the end. And so, at that point, then at one point, you know, they took it out, and then I started going and say, "Hey, start putting it back in." Then they put it back in. Now, you know, and let me just say to your guest, when you have them, and anymore, and this is kind of a joke, you know, I have a little bit of tough time. I know you like humor, but the next time you have anytime I start eating M&Ms, I'll always be thinking of the marvelous, you know, Mayor Matt of Mandarin. And
that's a good one. Yeah, Matt Schellenberg, he's the mayor of Mandarin.
But think about this. You know, we had public comment twice. It got taken out, and it pains me to say it. So who gets the credit for that? And that was under Republican leadership, so we were limiting free speech.
Right.
Well, I got to get running. By the way, you can think a lot of things in Jacksonville you may not agree with Republican leadership. Some things I probably would agree. Some things. Limiting the freedom of speech at a city council meeting. Where do I stand on that? Interesting. I might, may not have a position on that. 22 minutes after. What do you think? By the way, that's an interesting question. Should we limit the speech at a public city council meeting? 3 minutes, 2 minutes? Or should you speak as many long as you want? 831-0600. By the way, you do not have freedom of speech at a public city council meeting. How many of y'all knew that?
Unless you're an elected official, then you do.
Yeah.
And even then they're regulated.
They should be.
Because the president of the city council can tell them to be quiet.
That's right.
He's the only one who really has the freedom of speech.
Roger's like the mayor right now because he's telling me to be quiet. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 North at Commonwealth. Two lanes are blocked there. A car flipped over earlier. East at 10 at Stockton, there's a wreck. And if you're at 295 North or South on the Dings Point, plan on delays there due to crashes both ways.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Home Finder Realty has 2, 3, and 4 bedroom homes for rent and sale from the beaches to the south side and north to south along the 295 East Corridor. Call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 962-0243, 962-0243.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to 1 Kings 4:7. Solomon also had 12 district governors over all of Israel, who supplied provisions for the king and for the royal household. Each one had to provide supplies for 1 month in the year. Of course, we know of Solomon's wisdom, but we sometimes don't realize that Solomon was also very well organized. He knew that organization was critical to good stewardship. Organization helps us to plan wisely. To be a good steward, we must be well organized, not only in our finances, but in all that we do.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE, 877-64-BIBLE.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying. Their first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Florida controls the destiny of this nation, and we live on the front lines in the fight for America. Our votes, our actions, will determine our future. We are the battleground. Tune in to Battleground News with Karen Morton and Jim Davis, covering national, state, and local issues, and how you can enlist in this battle for America's future. 5 to 6 p.m. every Monday and Friday, right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1. Talk Radio WBOB.
Partly cloudy today, 92 degrees will be the high. This evening, mostly clear with a low of 75. Right now, it is 75 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
27 minutes after 8 a.m. Here's some more emails. Here's one from Brian. I differ with that last caller, John. I think that public comments at a school board, a city council meeting, or county commission, or a state house meeting, whatever you want to call it, Ed, should be limited to one time. And the maybe at the most 2 to 3 minutes. If you can't make your point in a minute and a half to 2 minutes, you have diarrhea of the mouth.
Well, here's that's the deal. You have to have consideration for everyone else who has to make a speech. And, you know, people don't want to stay there at 2 o'clock in the morning making this like a local filibuster opportunity. Yeah. You know, obviously, I believe you should be able to make your point and get back to letting business go on.
Yeah, here's one from Brett. Ed, listening to people do public comments at the Jacksonville City Council meetings like being at the buffet line at Sonny's. Get your food and your salad. It's not a science project. Then sit down. There are 20 other people behind you. So, I mean, that's kind of an interesting point. Here's another one from Sarah. Ed, love the show. I will tell you this, that I think, like, when it comes to public city council meetings, it's kind of like having a minister that's been told you only got 25 minutes to get your sermon across, and then he takes 40 minutes. You can get your point across and still name and claim and everything else you got to do, Ed, and get your point done where people can get the message. Here's one from Tamala. She says, it's like these elected officials. All they need to say is within a 2 to 3 minutes when it comes to a certain topic, but yet they want to take 5 to 10 minutes. I have no problem of restricting people's speech. And at a city council meeting, yes, you got one chance to make your peace beginning or after, then shut up and sit down. Wow.
Wow.
Man, some of you are just vicious this morning. Hey, should we limit how long you can speak at a city council meeting? By the way, I think we should limit the length of a prayer. You agree with that at a city council meeting? Wow. You think a prayer should take 30 minutes?
That's probably a little too long for a city council
meeting. A little too long? Yeah. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The campaigner-in-chief says there's a lot riding on today's special election in North Carolina. President Trump led a rally last evening for 9th District GOP congressional candidate Dan Bishop. The FDA accuses vaping giant Juul Labs of illegally pitching its products as a safer alternative to smoking, ordering the company to stop making unproven claims for its products. Coast Guard rescuers have pulled 4 trapped men alive from a capsized cargo ship off the coast of Georgia, all 4 described as alert and in relatively good shape. North Korea has fired off a couple more missiles and other weapons tests. The 2 missiles landed in the sea, according to the South Korean military. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 26 points, S&P futures 5 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. A high school student is accused of plotting a mass shooting. A 15-year-old Baker County High School sophomore was arrested yesterday after a teacher found details of a plot in a notebook.
Deputies say the student denied intending to carry out the shooting. The amount of people diagnosed with hepatitis in the state continues to rise. 49 new cases were reported just last week. That brings the total cases for 2019 to almost 2,500. A Jacksonville pastor is citing high costs as the reason his church is trying to downsize. Action News Jax reports that First Baptist Church announced this week it wants to sell 9 of the 10 blocks it owns downtown. Senior Pastor Heath Lambert says the cost of maintaining those properties is $5 million a year, and over the next 5 years, he estimates he would need to spend $70 million. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. On the Nace Point Bridge, north and southbound, we're seeing delays due to earlier accidents in both directions of the Nace Point. 295 south at US 17, an accident there. We're counting at least 3 cars involved. Butler Boulevard east at San Pablo, there's a broken down car. And if you're at I-10 east at Stockton, look out for an accident there this morning. Partly cloudy today, a high of 92 this evening, clear 75 the low. Right now, it is 76 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With all the amendments on last year's ballot, the Florida Senate could be looking at abolishing the Florida Constitutional Revision Commission. A new poll finds that almost half of Republicans think that teachers get paid fairly. And 50 state attorneys general are investigating Google to see if the big tech company violated the nation's antitrust laws.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I mean, if you thought Google and Twitter and Facebook are monopolies, what about the First Baptist Church down there in downtown? My goodness. All those, I mean, I've been to that church before. It's a decent church. Still very conservative for a First Baptist. I mean, but there's independent Baptists and there's First Baptist. The independent Baptists think all the Southern Baptists are a bunch of libs. So it's interesting. So it's like some of the traditional Catholics that teach there's a heaven and a hell think that the new Catholic Church is a bunch of libs because they don't teach certain things. So anyway, 831-0600, but I mean, they got to sell it. I mean, it's just kind of interesting. By the way, it's going to be worth a lot of money, I bet, downtown too.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you can't sell it, just call the mayor. He'll give you a sweaty wad of money. Look what he did for the landings.
Yeah.
They had to borrow the money.
Well, the church there, they own a lot of the parking lots that businesses use. So if downtown gets revitalized, then whoever owns
a lot of money to be made, man. A lot of money to be made. 831-0600, 904-831-0600.
May not be running, but Hillary Clinton, she could have a big impact on 2020. The former Democratic nominee reportedly teaming up with Elizabeth Warren. Clinton is said to be advising Warren on how to beat her Democratic rivals.
Co-host of the 5-1, Williams, here's a question before we get to the calls at 831-0600. If you could get Hillary Clinton is going to advise Elizabeth Warren. What is they called? A crooked in Pocahontas. Anyway, I have my questions. What questions would you ask if you could get Hillary and Elizabeth Warren in the same room and you could get your point across, you could get your question asked? What would it be? I have mine. I'm going to list mine in a moment. Roger wants to go back like 20 years ago. Hey, you said about the
vast right-wing conspiracy.
It's right-wing conspiracy.
Did she actually believe that, or did she have any idea what kind of man she was married to?
Yeah, it said right. Somebody goes, did Roger say white? I said, no, it's right-wing conspiracy.
Did I say white-wing?
Yeah, no, you didn't say that. Okay. Somebody was asking me about that. I go, no. Hey, 831-0600 also. Kind of an interesting conversation with Google monopolies out there. 48, now 50 attorney generals are investigating, not suing, but even the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is also part of that, where they are investigating the, quote, monopoly, the marketing dominance, as they say, of Google and Facebook, that they're a monopoly. We need to break them up. Several of you have been making excuses. Some of you on the conservative aisle, some of you have not, but some of you on the conservative aisle have brought up some good conversations. Well, they're publishing or a post. And no. Let's talk about the morality, the virtue of this story. A lot of laws that you may not agree with. But the question is, limit the freedom of speech. Hey, Ed, I can't get my tweet out. They put me in Facebook jail. It's not really blah, 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 blah. But Ed, they're publishing, they're posting. Hey, big deal. These companies I don't think should be regulated, and I may be wrong. But yet, if they want to post things and allow certain news things, who cares? If you can't get your Twitter or post out there, there are other search engines, there are other things, there's talk radio out there. But do we need to regulate these companies? Where am I wrong on this issue? Or am I wrong? that we need to regulate. I don't think we need to be regulating these companies and what they should post, what news they could carry. We understand what the liberal media is about. They've been doing it for the last 40 years. And yet, companies like talk radio, companies like Fox were able to break through. It's like religion. Who had the biggest monopoly for hundreds of years? The Catholic Church. Did the government come in? No, actually, the government were accomplices with them. Government, state-run religion in some cases. Guess how they, I mean, lives were lost, but there were other religions out there. Okay? 831-0600. By the way, city council meetings, before I start off with John, some of you have even emailed, oh, we don't have true freedom of speech. I can go to a city council meeting here locally. I can go to a county commission, school board meeting. I am not allowed what I want to say. Should we limit the amount of time? I think prayer should be limited. You don't think so?
I don't know. You know how?
Well, how do you mean you don't know?
Well,
it's come on, you really got to think about this.
Maybe there's something that needs to be said. You know, should it go
like
for,
what
for 45 minutes? Probably not.
How about three-minute prayers before a city council meeting?
Is leading the city council in prayer.
Oh, what if it's a female
or a woman of God?
And how do you know they're of God? What if they're wicked religion?
I'm just saying if they are a man of God or a woman of God, okay, and they're given 2 minutes, and he has one more sentence to get in, and it goes to, should you say, oh, sorry, shut up? No, I don't believe that should happen.
No, I would. I would stop him. If you got a minute to give a prayer, it's not a minute five, it's not a minute ten. It's kind of like going through the grocery line. It's 12 items or less, not 15, not 13. It's 12 items or less.
I think it boils down to who are we talking to in the prayer? Are we trying to entertain the audience, or are we...
But I know you well. You would probably pick and choose who could give the prayer. You wouldn't allow all faiths and religions, would you?
I probably would pick and choose, yeah.
No, that, and you know what? That's honest, and I love that honesty. I'm not saying it to stroke you. I like that honesty. 831-0600. Let's go to John. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, good. So I believe that time should be limited in a public meeting. One, because you have an agenda, and then there's a certain amount of topics, and then there is a time frame associated with the meeting itself. So if you don't cover those topics, then, you know, you're going to – topics are just going to keep spilling on to the next meeting and nothing will ever get accomplished.
I agree. What about, like, having a prayer? How long should the prayer be? And by the way, if you didn't have a prayer at the city council meeting, that wouldn't bother me. And by the way, I like having the prayer. I want to keep it as far as a tradition. Some people's prayers I've heard, I don't think got higher than my 6'2" status. But anyway, having said all that, should we have a prayer before a city council meeting, and how long should it be? Or short?
I believe so. Well, I believe they should have a prayer before a city council meeting, and it should be on the agenda, and there should be a time frame associated with that as well.
How long should it be?
I don't know, a minute. I think that should just kind of organically happen. I mean, you should slot something for like 2 minutes, and then, you know, who's going to, you know, ramble on for 2 minutes? I've heard prayers that go longer,
right.
But, you know, I mean, that's, you know, you're coming in, you're going to say your prayer, we know your denomination, you got 2 minutes. And before you let me go, I have a quick scenario and a question for you.
Sure.
If you don't mind. Okay. So I heard you ask before, Roger, legal or moral, and I think Roger said moral, right? So
right.
I have a scenario for you. So if you're a mayor of a city,
and
a neo-Nazi group files for a certificate or a permit to parade in downtown.
Great question.
Would you grant the permit? First, there's a moral dilemma for you, right?
Right.
Would you grant the permit,
okay,
or would you not grant the permit? Based on their what rights?
That is a, you know what, I've talked about this for years. John, that is a great question. Roger, I'll let you answer.
Gosh, you know what, I would not want to attend it.
No, would you not attending, would you allow the permit?
Roger.
You're the mayor.
Okay, I'm the mayor after consulting, and he asked me moral, right? I would consult with city attorneys to see what my legal obligations were,
uh-huh,
and whether or not I was restricting their First Amendment rights, and then probably take their advice.
What do you think, John?
Correct. And I should have gave you a little more info, Roger. Sorry.
All right.
So if the neo-Nazi group's lawyer said, by the way, if you don't approve this, we will sue and we will get money and invest further into our First Amendment rights for more, you know, advertising for the neo-Nazi party.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have prefaced it a little more. But, yes, you are correct. I believe you're correct in saying that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, John,
I do believe public safety trumps it all.
I agree.
And if there's an issue where I'm concerned about safety for whatever reason, then
John,
I'm
you know what I would
first.
Do? I would allow the Ku Klux Klan. I'd give them a permit, and then I'd give everybody a bunch of tomatoes and eggs to throw at and mess up those white suits. I would embarrass them. I'm dead serious.
You give all the major stakeholders some some swag to throw at them.
That's right. That's from that salad bar at Sonny's that everybody keeps making me wait on. Yeah.
You could also, you know, in approving the permit, you could also approve location and time.
That's a good one.
Within reasonable.
Okay, hold on. Wait. But I got to throw it.
3 a.m.
Hold on.
I like that.
What if they wanted a permit for a Founders Day parade? How do you answer that one? Because you can't dictate the time. If it's a 2-hour, 3-hour parade, they're allotted within that time.
For a Founders Day parade?
Yep.
Founders Day meaning what?
Like a parade, like a Christmas parade. Would you allow the Klan, the idiots that they are, and by the way, Antifa as well, with the. I'm holding back on a certain point here, but would you allow them a permit to be part of that parade?
It's a moral dilemma. It's a great question. I guess I have to take Roger's
stance
and you know consult with the lawyers because you really can't. You know, I mean that's their First Amendment right. You can't suppress their freedom of speech.
Okay.
And if you're you know you're going to have to figure out some way to work that in there, but put a positive message to it and encourage other, you know, things to come out of it. But,
All right. I got to run, John. It's a great question. Here's why I would deny them a permit.
Okay.
Based on public safety.
Okay.
So here, that is a great question. Because, now again, folks, listen to the point here. It's based on what Roger brought up on public safety. If you got a certain group here in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and let's predominantly talk about in this area or in Georgia, and you've got a group, whether it's the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the new Black Panther Party, wants to, you know, the Jew is filthy, is what they've all said, you know, and they're anti-Semitic. They're a bunch of idiots. I'd let them talk because they're fun to make fun of. They really are. And then you got the neo-Nazis, all these people that show up at Charlottesville and the Klan because, again, I don't know, maybe their daily job at the drive-thru isn't enough. They can't get any extra hours on the weekend, mm-hmm. so they got to go all these parades and whatever. Here's the question. If they had a history of coming to your local city like Jacksonville, and every time they showed up, there were riots and fights, and they instigated it, and it was proven that way,
mm-hmm.
yes, I would deny them all permits.
Absolutely.
Based on what Roger said. It's got no morality. It's got the safety. Morality, I understand, but there's a lot of things that are constitutional and legal that we may not think that's moral.
Okay.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. And I admit that. I wouldn't give them a permit because of the safety problems. Because guess what? Well, I'm going to sue you guys. Guess what happens if a fight breaks out and somebody gets hurt, shot, or whatever?
Right.
That city's got a major lawsuit.
Or maybe you have them put up some kind of bond that they lose to pay someone's liability.
Right. So you dang if you do and dang if you don't.
What about setting up maybe a 2-block perimeter around the parade route that no one can attend it?
Do you know what I would put them? I would put them out there like in the middle of the runway at Craig Airport where no one can hear them. That's where I would, hey, you want to rally? Go out there. You can have it at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Good luck. I would deny them permits. Now, if they come back and they just, hey, I want to keep this, I want to keep that, whatever, but they were totally harmless, I would say, okay, what's your guys' view? And people are just going to laugh at them. I think we live in a culture today, you may have to tell this to your young friends or your students or young, but for those of us that are old enough, like all of us in our early 20s, I say that in jest, mm-hmm. all of us in our early 20s, we kind of know who the perpetuators are of nonsense. We know it's the far left of the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, the Klan, the idiot neo-Nazis out there. We know they're a bunch of idiots. And they all pretty much have something in common. It's anarchy. Now, I'm not saying all their political views have in common. But having said that, we all know that they're idiots. I would sit back and it's kind of like saying, well, what about those groups with the Confederate monuments? I don't have a problem with keeping the Confederate monuments. If you agree or disagree, you can sit back and go, pfft. Look at these people here in Jacksonville. They want to keep up the Confederate monument. Or let's say they wanted to build a statue of a Barack Obama. Hey, by all means, go ahead, knock yourself out. And you sit back and go, yeah, here is one of the worst presidents. Whatever your view is, make fun of it, have a good time, bring up the conversation. Because what we are doing now is eliminating history.
Mm.
And by the way, what's the point of having a debate if you're going to eliminate the topic of a certain topic within history?
Yeah, what's a debate if the other person can't express their view?
And yet, Ben, by the way, would you allow the neo-Nazis? Now, I don't know if I would allow, like, University of Central Florida is notorious for doing, all these guys that cry death to America and death to Israel. I don't know if I would allow, I think you're looking at an area where it is causing violence.
It's inciting violence, yeah.
Oh, by the way, some of you are emailing me, well, what if I'm wearing my MAGA hat? I don't know MAGA hat people that cause violence. I know that the fake people that wear a MAGA hat, Jussie Smollett, it's MAGA hat.
Country.
Yeah. Roger, It's MAGA country, you know?
Pay someone to beat you
That's
up.
That's right.
You've got way too much money if you pay someone to beat you up.
Well, then I saw one of these guys take a swing at a guy at a Trump rally. Well, because they were there causing nonsense, and they are disturbing the peace. And if there's a cop comes there, you need to escort these guys out. You shouldn't be taking a swing at them. But if one takes a swing at you, I understand why. So I think you have to break them down certain circumstances here. Mm-hmm. I would deny them all a permit. Not because I'd be labeled, Mayor Lenny Curry was. Listen, whether you agree with the mayor or not, there's several things I do like about this mayor. And there's some things I differ with the mayor. But the mayor he gets to his point. He doesn't need 5 minutes to tell you what he says. Mm-hmm. And he's blunt sometimes. Whether you agree, and I like that. Whether you agree, I really admire that. Kind of like this, we're a drive-by radio talk show, drive-by media. We make a point, move on to the next issue. And as it should be, it's fast-paced, it's a morning show. That's kind of an interesting take. Would you deny these idiots, would you deny some of these groups a permit? Because, then they can come in. No, only based on a past history. Like people like the Trump crowd. Trump crowd are not violent people. In fact, I don't think all progressives, even though they might want the resistance crowd, if they have a history of violence, then yes, I would deny them a permit. If they don't, give them what they want, make fun of them. Whatever your political view may be. 47 minutes after 8 a.m., talk radio, WBOB.
On the Buckman Bridge going south into Mandarin, there's been a wreck this morning. 10 West in Lane Avenue, another accident there. On the Nags Point Bridge north and south, there's backup due to earlier crashes. And at 295 North in Commonwealth, the right lane is blocked. An accident there had a car that flipped over.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumberinjax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Partly cloudy today, our high 92, mostly clear this evening. 75 degrees will be the low. Currently it's 76 here at WBOB.
All right. A couple of answers, by the way. People have been emailing me their questions. What would they ask Hillary Clinton? He goes, here's one from Dave. He goes, I would ask, if I were Elizabeth Warren, my question would be, I would be better off being advised by a winner. By the way, do you have Barack's number? Hillary Clinton rumors advising Elizabeth Warren. Here's a question I would ask. You ready for this?
Yeah.
To Elizabeth Warren. If they're both sitting together and I had the opportunity to make a statement or ask a question, here are the two questions I would ask. Hillary Clinton lost because of what? What do you think, Elizabeth? And then I would follow up. Well, hey, do you believe the Democratic primary is rigged like Hillary thought it was rigged? Or like Bernie thought it was rigged?
Interesting.
Interesting. So that's a couple of questions I would ask on that one there. Here's one from Brian on the issue of Facebook, social media, Google being investigated. Content, I've always said there are other alternatives. If you don't like Google, you can go to Bing.com. You go to Yahoo search engine. Here's one from Brian. He goes, what happened to MySpace? That's a great question out there.
MySpace, people didn't like them because it got so,
No, Facebook took over everything.
Yeah, they did. MySpace had a lot of problems with spam, and I think they're trying to do a music theme type social media thing that hasn't really taken off.
By the way, another question. There was an interesting story we talked about this morning where the new report that the majority of, if you add them all up, the Florida State House legislators, Democrat and Republicans, and the Florida State members, that the average net worth of the senators in the Florida State Senate, almost $6 million, the average net worth, and the Florida House, 1.7. There are 70 millionaires in the current House and Senate.
You said that only three were not millionaires.
Well, it said that, here's the problem with these news groups out there. They send me out, here's the one, right? With all but three lawmakers filing annual disclosure, the average net worth.
I see.
They okay. say that. So that's how they
so
look at
it. So only three didn't tell them. Okay.
Yeah, as of yet.
All right.
But the numbers have gone up. There's 70 millionaires out of the 160. So the majority of those, see, 70, no, it'd be 90. So it's less than them. A combined total of 70 millionaires in the current House and the Senate class is up from six. So there's a lot of them out there. But guess what their number one occupation was?
Well, my initial thing was a lawyer, but then that's too easy because you said you're going to be surprised. So then I thought maybe real estate brokers or...
The richest guy is a Panama City Republican, George Gaynor. He owns he's an auto dealership.
Huh.
Owns a bunch of those. The next one, by the way, I'm not accusing these guys. I'm even the Democrats, I'm not accusing them of this. Once they get into office, their net worth goes up. What's up with that? What's up with that one? Here's the second one. This is Ralph Masullo. He's a dermatologist. Wow. His net worth is really up. Democrats, insurance agents, real estate investors. Jose Oliva was in the cigarette industry. So it's just kind of interesting how the breakup is in the breakdown. 53 minutes after 8 a.m., talk radio WBOB.
On the Dace Point Bridge, north and southbound, there is delay there due to accidents both directions. 295 north in Commonwealth, an accident has the right lane blocked. Earlier, a bad crash there, one car flipped over. And if you are at I-10 east heading into Stockton, we're looking at a crash there as well this morning.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The fast food chain Chick-fil-A has been the subject of attacks ever since top management made one statement about marriage being between a man and a woman. That the company hires all sorts of people doesn't matter to the forced compliance crowd. Just a personal opinion is enough to get anyone tarred and feathered. The fact that the company is led by Christians and is closed on Sundays further angers the secular left. The latest comes from Kansas University, where a few faculty members have complained about Chick-fil-A food being served on campus. According to them, the chain violates safety and inclusion, fosters hate and exclusion, and is a bastion of bigotry, which is a lie. The restaurant serves everyone and hires anyone who is qualified. Meanwhile, 100 Ohio pastors have signed a petition inviting Chick-fil-A to open restaurants in their towns. The LGBT crowd once called for a boycott of the restaurant. This produced an overwhelming and profitable response from people who are tired of being labeled bigots for their beliefs. Our response to Kansas University? Eat more Chick-fil-A. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of about 92. This evening, mostly clear. 75 degrees will be the low, and right now, it's 76 here at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
All right. Hey, K9 for Warriors, which we are a big sponsor of. By the way, Rory Diamond, city councilman, is going to be in the studios this week, bringing some of the dogs. We'll talk a little politics with him.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he'll tell you an interesting story. He was on a, without permitting another station, I'll let you guess what it is. Let's just say that normally when you think of this company, you think of three initials on radio.
Okay.
On TV. Okay. So anyway, so he actually went on one of their shows and I got all the calls. They were going to ask him, it was supposed to be like, Canine for Warriors, and then they asked him about 1 minute worth of that, and they just nailed him all the, you know, the school choice and charter schools and all the issue about the school sales tax. And I he called me up yesterday. I said, come on, man, tell me it. He goes, no. He goes, I was prepared for it. But anyway, so it was just kind of interesting. He thought he got jumped. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, he's going to join us this week. And Canine for Warriors is actually going to bring in some of the dogs, like the Labs and the Golden Retrievers. Mm. And I'm really, you know, I've been black Labs, and I love Retrievers. Love those dogs.
Now, with service dogs, you're not allowed to pet them, are you, or no?
No, hold up. That's a great question.
Service dogs.
True. That's true. I think the ones he's bringing are not been trained yet.
Okay.
So what they do is they bring them in for like about a year, and they train them. But what is great about Canine for Warriors, and this is the reason why we promote this group, they don't take any government money. And Rory's a good guy. Rory's a good conservative guy, and he's just one. The guy's just awesome. They do it by proper donations. Now, there's some groups that they lobby. For example, you got delegation meetings coming up throughout the listening area where everybody and their brother from Alzheimer's groups are going to be asking for a sweaty wad of government money because evidently, and I understand why they're not doing a good enough job at fundraising, and then, of course, they want the state to help out because the state's got to show true kindness, and we have to take care of those that are elderly. I get that as well. I understand
typically
that.
When an organization doesn't want government money, there's a faith-based component they don't want to be restricted upon.
Well,
see how this could apply to that, though.
What do you mean?
Is there a faith-based
with what?
Canine?
Yeah, no, canine doesn't need it. That's what I'm trying to tell.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The marketplace dictates it.
I see.
And they raise a lot of money. We do things for them. So anyway, so these are one of these best groups out there. I mean, they do a lot of business with us, but they don't. And I like the groups that only have need a sweaty wad of government money. And in fact, if a group takes government money, does that automatically mean you disqualify them? No, not at all. I just saying you just weigh it out. So. Hey, thankful to God every day for this radio show. Thankful to all of you that tune in. You can always email me throughout the day, ed@wbob.com. Download the radio app on your smartphones, your Android phones. It is a free download at wbob.com. Also, facebook.com/WBOB. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WBOB.